two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 7:30.
It's 70 degrees.
Crash southbound I-15 now in Kaysville. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the University of Utah is addressing the death of University of Utah football player Aaron Lowe.
There is a deep sadness in our university community.
And this morning we're hearing an emotional plea from Aaron Lowe's mother. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live team coverage at the U of U. Mary?
Amanda, this is Aaron Lowe's mother, Donna Lowe Stern, speaking to KSL TV's Dan Rascone.
If you know anything about the people that did this to my child, please come forward and say something.
She says police told her that her son was an innocent victim in the shooting, and she says she raised a good child. Salt Lake City police say they are following up on tips, but they need more people to come forward who know something about that party in Sugar House. The woman also injured in the shooting is still in the hospital this morning. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A meeting for the black community within the University of Utah was held last night to grieve the shooting death of Aaron Lowe. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly continues our team coverage and joins us live. Heather?
Well, Tim, the Journey Towards Healing event included some university administrators and the Salt Lake Police Chief. President Taylor Randall opened the meeting.
I want you to know that I'm committed to being part of this journey towards healing.
A professor who taught Lowe in two classes asked President Randall to specify how he plans to support the black community on campus. Randall says he needs to learn more and understand where others come from. And the vice president of student affairs says the U will improve mental health services for students who are people of color. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
Police in South Jordan are investigating a shooting that led to a head-on traffic accident. Darren King's wife was driving one of the vehicles.
Got a call from my daughter saying we were just involved in a head-on collision and the person who hit us was shot.
Police say they're trying to find out where the shooting took place as well as discover what led to the shooting. The woman who was shot was rushed to the hospital for surgery. Her injuries were not believed to be life-threatening.
Moab City has confirmed their police chief is currently taking a leave of absence. Chief Brett Edge took leave under the Federal Family Medical Leave Act effective immediately, and no details have been released as to why. Last week, Moab City announced it was launching an investigation into the police department's handling of a dispute between Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie.
KSL's top national stories this hour. 12% of people in a new poll say they will not get a COVID-19 vaccine under any circumstance. But ABC's Brian Clark says the rest of the poll shows more people are rolling up their sleeves.
Roughly 7 in 10 people surveyed in a new Kaiser Family Foundation poll say they've gotten at least a dose of a COVID-19 vaccine. More than a third of those who recently got a shot say the increase in cases due to the Delta variant drove their decision. Even though the vaccines are free, uninsured people under 65 made up the lowest percentage of the vaccinated. 58% of Republicans in the poll said they've gotten a shot. The gap, though, between different racial groups is closed. Roughly the same percentage of white, black, and Hispanic adults all say they've gotten a shot. Brian Clark, ABC News.
Federal transportation investigators in Montana say they are still looking for clues at the site of a deadly Amtrak train derailment. ABC News Chief National Correspondent Matt Gutman is there at the scene.
What I'm seeing right now is a tremendous number of earth movers, diggers, cranes working feverishly to try to clear this track. And fix it and ensure that the dozens and dozens of other trains that are waiting, most of them carrying grain from the heartland to the coast, can resume traveling along this track. Right next to them are those rail cars that flipped over the tracks onto their sides, and they're just lying there.
Three people were killed, more than 50 injured when eight of the train's cars went off the tracks on Saturday.
Okay, so weather now with Grant Wayman. There's been a lot of finger-pointing over the massive fires in California, but Grant says wildfires are nothing new.
As it turns out, our country has a long history of fires, some of them very devastating. And boy, some of these going back well over 100 years ago, well over the time when global warming was even a topic. The Thumb Fire in Michigan, 1881, stands as one of the worst wildfires in history. And keep in mind, this is in what is normally considered a wet area, Michigan. 282 people killed, abnormally dry weather the cause of that fire, over 1 million acres burned.
Grant says there are other examples of devastating wildfires in normally wet areas from over 100 years ago as well.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.